The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A lot of comments coming in on the Big Rock text line. One texter says, Mary, a woman, was the first person to find Christ was not in the tomb, and she spread the news. Jim and Easley says, John MacArthur is right. Those who disagree just shows how shallow Christians are and how ignorant they are of Scripture. Dave in Saluda says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man, 1 Timothy 2:12, yet Deborah was a prophetess and a judge, some think because men were weak at the time. There's two sides of the argument. And Chief in Lawrence says, I have a comment on Beth Moore. She's a wonderful preacher. I've heard her several times, and she preaches straight from the Bible. And I think as Christians, it is our duty, man, woman, or child, to lead people to Christ. Now, I know there's something in the Bible about a female not being able to be the leader of a church, and I believe the Bible transcends time, but I do believe that if you are more knowledgeable than someone else as a Christian, it's your duty to lead people to Christ and to teach people what you know. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. Appreciate you listening there as well, Chief. Reverend Pennington is in Seneca. Good morning, Reverend. How are you?
Good morning, Mister. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. What's on your?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, it's a pleasure to be on your show, Joey. I listen to your show every morning, my wife and I, and we're just so thankful that God has blessed the Upstate with this radio station. My comment this morning, I'll keep it brief. I love this lady who is standing up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So many people today misinterpret what the Bible has to say. I was listening to this comment this morning on your show, and I went straight to 1 Timothy 2:11-15, where Paul speaks about, women should learn in quietness and full submission. If others would just search the scriptures through the book of Ephesus, where Timothy was in Ephesus, there was a movement in Ephesus, the goddess Artemis. She was a goddess in Ephesus. She had a temple there. You can also find references in Acts 19:26-28, where they talk about the riot in Ephesus because of Christianity threatened their business and culture. What Paul is talking about here, where women should learn in quietness, is because back in that day, there was a lot of false teachings going around in Ephesus. And what Paul is saying here is before you speak to others, to lead others, know what you are saying. Know what you are putting out to your congregation. As any minister, myself included, when I was called to ministry, I never got up before anyone and spoke anything about God's word until, number one, God called me to preach his word. Number two, I studied and learned his word. Therefore, when I put his word out before others, by the word of God, I'm leading no one astray. And I fully believe that if God calls any individual, whether you are male or female, if he calls you and anoints you with the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel full and true, we need that more and more in our world today.
Yeah. And so, Pastor, that's what Beth Moore, that's been her simple response was, she didn't respond to a call from man. She's responding from a call to a call from God.
Yes, sir. Well, I've learned through my experience in the ministry, not all men can lead you in the right way. When Jesus said in his word that there would are sheep in wolves' clothing, be fearful of false prophets. Unfortunately, in most churches today, not all of them, but in some of them, there are people holding positions that they should not be holding because, number one, God had not called them to do so. But when you are truly called of God, you can stand up and face any adversity that comes your way. And I just wanted to call in and just say that I pray that God will continue to bless this woman in her ministry, and may she touch and bless many lives.
Yep. Yep. Well, and thank you, Pastor. I appreciate your input. And hey, and thanks for your kind words too about the radio show. I appreciate you listening every morning.
Yes, sir, Joey. You have been a true blessing to me and my family, and we continue to lift you and this radio station up in our prayers.
Thank you, Pastor. And prayer is a powerful thing, and I thank you. Have a blessed Monday. Doug is in Spartanburg. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Joey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's on your mind, Doug?
Well, just a slight one comment about what talking about Beth Moore. You know, as Christians, sometimes we have a problem of putting God in a box.
Yep.
And not realizing that this is God. God can ordain whomever he pleases to preach his word. I mean, if you go back and look in Jonah, he used a worm to get a message across to Jonah.
Yep.
So God can use anybody. And we cannot put God in that box, and it's regardless of what our scriptures say. I mean, God can change his mind and do anything he feels like.
Well, the old saying, Doug, God works in mysterious ways, right? So, hey, appreciate your phone call, Doug. Out of time here. Thank you for listening in Spartanburg.